First of all, I wonder if you could just tell me who you are, company that you're with.
Okay. Craig Newmark, customer service rep and founder, Craigslist.
This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at Supernova. Craig, I wonder if you could sort of, in a nutshell, give us an idea of what's going on here at Supernova and what your role here is.
Basically, people are working with each other, trying to figure out and act on trends on the internet as it applies to technology, business, marketing. Me, I just was invited to get up and pontificate. But what I'm focusing on personally are basics, because a lot of this stuff people already know from just everyday growing up and everyday experience, like stuff about treating other people well.
I wonder if you could paint a picture of where we're at with online media.
Yeah, that's it. There is, I guess, just media, some online, some TV, print, all smeared together. And then there are specific kinds of business which happen to be in part online, so I would just slice it pretty differently. Although I've never thought about it before.
Is making money the important thing right now on the web, or is building it out the most important thing, whether it comes to Craigslist or any other kind of service out there?
It depends on the company. Some companies have to build up the technology and then try to get some market and mind share. Others are along well enough to start making some money. It's very, very company specific.
Let's talk about your company then for a moment. With Craigslist, there have been those that have wondered why Craigslist isn't monetizing fast enough, monetizing in various areas of the country, whether it's the jobs listings or whatever services that Craigslist provides. What's your response to that question of Craigslist and its development?
We don't feel any need to monetize a lot. We recently have mostly done so because it improves our quality, and we charge typically like a token fee. People are not normally asking us to charge, with the one exception of apartment brokers in New York. They wanted us to charge, we've done it, and it's had a dramatic improvement on quality.
And then the advertising question. Don't see advertising on Craigslist. Why is that?
Historically, it's because at the end of 97, when Microsoft Sidewalk asked me to run banner ads, I thought about it. It didn't feel right. And, you know, many, many banner ads are kind of dumb and slow you down. So I just decided no banner ads, and by extension, no pop-ups.
So without banner ads, without pop-ups, without this strategy of monetizing Craigslist at every turn, it is almost sort of the anti-online destination.
We are kind of contrarian in that sense. We've just made a different decision on our values than most companies have made.
Why is that? Why do you have different values?
So we have the same values as many, for example, eBay or Google. We just decided to make a different decision. But we do share a moral compass in a lot of respects with a lot of good companies, including eBay and Google, and we're just sticking with it.
Is the business itself a long-term play?
I don't think of it in terms of the word play. I just figure we'll keep plugging along like we've been plugging along, and that works for me.
Well, Craig Newmark, thank you so much for being on this podcast.